Welcome to All the Wool, a podcast for hand spinners, knitters, and the wool curious. I'm your host, Kim Beegler, and I'm here to share what it's like owning a wool mill, processing wool for a living, raising your own sheep, and being part of a farming community. I'll share tips, tricks, the highs and lows of processing wool for a living, what I've learned from it, what I've learned from other makers, and hopefully things that will inspire you in your making world. So come along and join me as we talk about all the wool. Hello and welcome. I am Kim Beegler, the owner of Youthful Fiber Farm and Mill, and it was shearing day. So I'm just sitting in my living room. I'm tired of making dinner and wanted to just do a quick intro for the videos I have coming up, because we got some really good videos. I was very mindful, even had a tripod set up and my microphone on so that we could get some good video and some good conversation and clips in for you all. If you are new, welcome, welcome, welcome. I talk a lot about wool, hand spinning, yarn, wool life, farm life, all the things. And if you are returning, welcome back. There are some sheep faces you'll recognize in these videos. So that's basically going to be this episode, is some videos on shearing, and some of them I may put some music over just because like the rattling of the clippers gets to be a bit much, or if we were just talking about things that are of no pertinence to anything, then I may put music. But there are some great, a neighbor came to watch and she had great questions, and Michael, our shearer, did a great job of answering them. So I was excited to be able to share that with you all. And I will say that I've had sheep now for just about 10 years, and shearing can be a really stressful amount of time. I've only got a small flock. We have 14 sheep, and then Cuddlebug the goat got shorn. So we have a small flock, but it can still be a really stressful time for the animals and for the humans, the shepherds. And it's taken a few years for us to get all of our setup, so it's everything goes smoothly, and to find the right shears. And usually Corey shears with Michael. A lot of times they shear as a pair. I had Corey start shearing for us. It's been a while now. And then she started working more with Michael. And this year, Corey couldn't make it, but Michael was here. So they're both wonderful. I will put their names and any links I can find for them in the show notes. But they add such a level of calm to the experience, not only for the animals, which is really, really important. And by calm for us, for Mitch and I, that means confidence, patience, skill, really good handling of the animals, calm demeanor, which is huge for all of us, for the sheep, for the shears, for the shepherds. And they have just made it so that shearing day is no longer stressful for us. The hardest part is getting the sheep in, which took me a while last night, but we made it through. The fleeces look good, I think. This is the first time that I have only shorn them once this year. Usually I do twice a year, and I think the fleeces look beautiful. Next episode, I will take you guys in to see some of the fleeces. They are long. They are some beefy, beefy fleeces. I may actually sell one or two fleeces. We'll just see. I usually don't because they're so small, but these ones are a bit beefier. So anyway, I think that's mostly the introduction I wanted to give, just kind of talking about how important it has been for us to find shears that just that have everything that works for us and for our situation and for our style and personalities. And Michael, I think he's going to come back on later and we'll do an audio of maybe just like getting ready for a sheep shearer. You know, if you're getting your first sheep, or kind of things to prepare and things to think about, because we were both talking about how him, when he first started shearing, and then lots of new shepherds, you just don't know what to expect or how to set things up for success. So anyway, hopefully he'll be back soon. Okay, I think that's all I wanted to say, and I hope you enjoy the videos and learn a few things, because I certainly did. Okay, see you soon. This is a special little note recording to my podcast listeners, because this episode was a lot of visual videos, but there was, and I wasn't going to make an audio podcast out of it, but there's so much good talk and wool talk and information. Like, I learned so much during this shearing that I really wanted to share it with all of you all that listen. And I'll admit, you all, I am a podcast listener as well. I very rarely sit down and watch YouTube vlogs because I just don't, I don't know why. Other than when I'm at the mill having a quick lunch, it just doesn't occur to me to click on YouTube. So I do most of my podcasts by listening, as you all are. So y'all have a special place in my heart. I want you to know that, because this is what I would be doing too. And actually, one day I was editing the video in my car, so I was listening, and I thought, well, this works to let people just listen, and hopefully it fits into your schedule a little bit better. But I digress. I just wanted to let you know that I did my absolute best to pull parts of the shearing where we were talking and there was good information. My neighbor Jen, I mentioned, was there visiting, and she just asked really great questions, and her and I were having conversation while Michael was shearing as well. So I shared some of that. I shared when Michael was talking more specifically and answering questions, and I'm hoping the audio comes through well enough for at points that I didn't necessarily know a great conversation was happening about wool, but I really wanted you all to not miss out on it. And if you want to watch, in the show notes, there is a link you can go to that'll take you straight to this episode, and then you can watch all that lovely, lovely wool actually falling off of the sheep as Michael's shearing. Thank you all so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the information to come. And I feel a little bit less connected to you all, which I don't like at all. So please, there's no easy way for me to read comments or find comments or anything like that. That's the one off thing with podcasts. So you're always welcome to reach out to me via email or DM me, because I don't get to know quite as much who you are. So, and I love knowing you all. All right. Thank you so much. Enjoy the upcoming shearing videos, and talk to you soon.
All right, so it is shearing day. They have all been inside overnight, and we're going to move them into the barn. This is kind of their holding place, and they don't eat before shearing for multiple reasons, which I can talk about once we get them moved. But we're going to get them moved now, so Miss can go to work for a while. And now they're inside all ready. And we don't feed them so that they get their pees and poops out basically overnight to make it safer for the shears, so they're not slipping and sliding and it's not all over their wool. And their stomachs get full, obviously, when they eat. So if an empty stomach helps keep them more comfortable because they're being moved about during shearing, and if they have a full stomach, it can sit on different organs and be very uncomfortable and also can cause some health issues. So those are the main reasons. And they stay in because we want their wool dry. You can't shear them when they are wet. So, all right. Next step, shearing. There's so much wool. You want to walk? You can come stand over here where you can see if you want.
How big
and firm they are. We didn't shear them. We usually do 6 months, but this is a year. So if you stand kind of over in that corner, you can see really well. And I've got, they're baby eggs, but they're just a gift for you. They're not baby, they're just, they're like the smaller ones that, when I'm selling them, I try to give bigger ones. But some of the hens just make small eggs, so what are you gonna do? Have you seen this sheep before?
I've seen it in the alpaca.
Yeah, it's very different.
It's almost like a blanket, like it's only one
sheep. It is. And because I have only, they haven't been shorn this, usually I shear them every 6 months, but I decided to go back to every year to try it. So they're even more dense. I mean, when you see, it won't be as long as the fleece is maintained, because they were just out in the elements more. That's your shear. Alpaca are drama. Drama. You know, the drama llama thing. It's real. Most of the time, I mean, he did our one sheep that's kind of the worst, but this Gil is a shear, and like,
knowing how to handle them, having the right demeanor. It's why. We hope so. Otherwise, I let them grow it for a year and it's huh? I know.
And what sheep is this?
This is Patrick.
I remember when Johnny Rose, was it Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
He was the baby.
Yes, he's got beautiful wool.
Oh,
yeah. He's in there. This is only the second one we've done so far. And obviously, you can leave anytime. You don't have to wait the whole time. But I might sell one or two fleeces. Usually, I just process it out into fiber for hand spinners. And I used to do yarn. I used to make yarn at the mill with it, which is why I would shear more often, because I need the staple length to be shorter when you're making that yarn on the machine. But since it's all being hand spun now, it can be long and hand spun. Look at that. Oh, goodness, buddy. Good job, Patrick.
Oh, my God.
And it's nice and warm when it comes off of them.
I wonder if they feel better with it off.
I think they do. Yeah. I mean, the first couple hours, they won't. Some of them don't recognize each other because the smell is different. But it's got to feel nice to get a fresh start, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is much easier with the tripod. I'm like, I'm getting fancy this year. Michael, why are sheep seemingly so calm when they get shorn?
So, I'll show you a trick here. When I let his shoulder onto the ground, he thinks he can get up. And when I keep his shoulder off of the ground, he can't put his, he has to put his front leg on the ground to get up. So I've got his shoulder on the ground. He cannot.
Interesting.
What also helps is that you have really great shepherds who withhold food and water from their sheep the day of shearing for several hours before, because their stomach is like a big fermentation vat, right?
Wow.
So when I sit him up to shear and that huge rumen is full and working, it actually floats his organs up into his heart and lungs, puts a ton of pressure on his heart and lungs, so he's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So when they're full, they kick and they fight and they burp and they fart and they belch and they're miserable.
All that good stuff.
Yeah. And it's just like they're unhappy. I'm unhappy. But when they're empty, he's not happy that he's being but he's comfortable. But he's not uncomfortable.
Right.
And our job is to make our shearer happy so that he keeps coming back across the mountain for us.
I really do appreciate that.
Well, we pulled him in last night, so they are pretty, they're pretty empty. I mean, I'm sure there's always more to be found to poop and pee, but...
Oh, there's always some.
This is David Rose.
David
Rose.
So
they're all Shetlands, yep.
They're Shetlands.
Mm-hmm. So their wool will be... It can be pretty drastically different.
Really?
Like, some of them, that Johnny Rose is actually up next.
Oh.
His is a lot more... crimpy, and then some of them are a little shorter than others. His is really long, you can tell. But Shetlands can be single-coated, which I have a couple of, meaning like they just have one kind of length. And then like he's more double-coated, where some of it's shorter and some of it's longer. The breed can vary pretty dramatically. I gotta stand close to you so we can. Okay, now you can talk about Shetland.
So all Shetland sheep used to shed their wool. It's called rueing. And a lot of Shetlands, most of them, still will do it to some degree or another. This girl is doing it more, or probably would do it more than the rest of the sheep in her flock. That's why I'm having such a hard time in some places. You can see these places here where it's like yellower and there's a bunch of fluff left. If we pull on that, it'll come out. So that the fleece break was there naturally, and probably over the course of the next 2 months, all these yellow spots would have shed most of it out. It was just a natural break because they didn't used to shear them. They would just pluck the wool off of it. But then once shearing became easier and the farmers in Shetland started shearing, you know, for their convenience because they could just control everything at once and harvest the wool when they wanted it, they probably, I imagine that they had to have selected, or at least there was a natural selection for sheep that did that did rue better than others. Years.
When you see those metal shears, you know, they used to do that, really? I mean, that would take forever. And it doesn't seem like they're very sharp.
So sharp.
Oh, really?
They are very sharp.
Maybe when they're old, I see them and they're not sharp.
Yeah. That's probably what it is. We actually can find one. It hasn't been sharpened for a long time. They are scary sharp. I've sheared a couple sheep that way. I don't want to do it again.
Yeah,
some people still do.
One people still do.
That's amazing.
We have the national competition was about a month ago in Rapid City, South Dakota. And we have a blade shearing competition. So there were, I think, 8 people who competed in the blades.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
That is cool.
It's very hard. People who are learning, you know, their hands were cramped in by the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
They have them standing most of the time for that, yeah?
Yeah.
Like they're standing.
Oh, no, they do it just like this.
Do they really?
Yep, it's almost the exact same pattern.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I've always seen people doing it, you know, like their own block.
Right, right, on a stand.
Right.
If you were doing it on a stand, the problem is if you do it on a stand, it's much slower. Because they were still getting the sheet done in 5-ish minutes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
You kind of have maybe a better control on the ground.
The guys who are really, really good at it can shear more sheep in a day with blades than I can shear with this. Like, the South African team won the world championship, and it was just so impressive to watch. You know how when you're cutting fabric, you can kind of run the scissors?
Yeah.
They were doing that with their shears.
Wow.
They're that sharp.
Michael, say that again. I'm going to have it on film this year.
He is far and away the best goat I've sheared.
He's like, what'd you say?
I'll show you.
See, trucks going by behind me. I hope you had so much fun watching that. We got some nice video. I didn't want to, you know, doing all 14 would have been much, and my phone actually died towards the end. So I got some, a couple, like, I hope I did. I used Mitch's phone towards the end just to get the last few things, but I still think we got some wonderful videos in there, and like I said, I learned some great stuff too, so it was really fun. It was a nice day. Sheep are confused. They are loud. I'll get some videos of them tomorrow, and maybe I'll try to pop those in there before I put this up tomorrow. Anyway, thank you all so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this, because I really enjoyed shearing day as well, and I'm excited to dig into their wool and to share it all with you soon. So until next time, make so many pretty things, stay healthy, and please be kind to everyone around you. All right, I hope to see you soon. Thank you.